Let's take a look at programs helping these young people get into college and then get through college to earn that all-important diploma. Maddie Day is with us now. Maddie is Director of Outreach and Training at the Center for Fostering Success at Western Michigan University. Hello, Maddie.
Hello.
Good to have you with us. And we're happy to welcome Chris Harris. Chris is Director of the CETA Scholars Program at Western. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Cindy.
When a young person who has aged out of foster care makes it into college, I'm wondering, what does initial contact with each of your programs look like? I'll start with you, Maddie.
We are really a statewide organization that helps to kind of build those bridges during those transition points. It will look different depending on how that young person is moving from high school or community college to maybe a four-year school or in between post-secondary and other options. So we are really there to help them make that handoff in a way that provides consistency and then also follow-up between the professionals in their life and the student.
So what does that look like?
In particular, when we have students who are moving from high school, say, we really encourage them to reach out early, even in their senior year, to a campus coach or a designated support staff on a post-secondary campus so that they can really get on their financial aid, they can understand what housing options are there for them, and know what they're going into ahead of time.
Chris, what about your program, the CETA Scholars Program?
We have a couple different ways that we reach out to students. One is through our admissions office, and when a student is applying to enter Western Michigan University, there's question number 23 that says, have you ever been in foster care? And if they mark that question, then they're flagged, and we get notified. And if they haven't already applied for the separate CETA scholarship, then we send them information about it. Another way is through their various Department of Human Services contact. We have a great relationship with DHS. It could be their caseworker. It could be an education consultant, someone who has been in this student's life. And then once they apply to us, we start reaching out to them and we set up interviews, and then we have peer leaders that will be in touch with them. We meet them when they come for orientation at school, and then we do a week-long, what we call summer early transition or set week program that brings just those incoming students on the campus for an entire week to get acclimated with campus, learn where their classes are, get paired with a mentor, do an academic graduation plan so they know what they're going to take each semester throughout their graduation process. And then when they get here the first day of school, they're already set. It's not an unfamiliar territory for them.
So this is way beyond tuition scholarships. And that's something that was an important point in Jangora's story, that whether tuition assistance is on its own is enough to help these former foster care kids succeed in college. And it certainly seems like this whole menu of support that the CETA Scholars Program offers is really the key, isn't it, Chris?
I think so, and I think the evidence is there, too. If you look at it, I mean, you need the tuition piece, so you need that financial piece, but you also need the programmatic support, and without the two of those in combination, then you greatly reduce the positive impact of that young person being able to change the paradigm from which they've come.
Maddie Day, what do you hear from these new students? They're, you know, coming into these first weeks or months of college, it's stressful for most kids, and these kids have not come in with the advantage of generally having stable home lives. So what do you hear from them when they first come to college?
A lot of students express a level of overwhelm, just the number of things that they have to take care of, the number of offices that they have to visit. And then there's simple things, not understanding how to put their schedule together, maybe taking too many higher level classes, and then not knowing who to go to for help. And so that's really where having those campus coaches is so essential, because students don't necessarily have somebody that they can go back and say, you know, is it a good idea to take calculus and chemistry in the first semester at school? Probably not, right? And so students are really facing a lot of those challenges that every other student is facing, but they're facing those challenges without a consistent, supportive person to really go back and kind of reflect off of and help them, you know, make those decisions.
I would also add to that, Cindy, is when students come into the CETA Scholars Program, what we know is some students, that they've been in this system, and the system hasn't always treated them and supported them in the way that a traditional family would. They have been separated from their siblings, and now they're being reconnected or have the opportunity to reconnect with siblings. And so there's a whole emotional and piece that's going on with that. They're having interactions with their parents that they may not have had interactions with. They haven't been prepared for college And what I mean by that is studies show that when a person moves four times, that they lose about one academic year of education preparation. And some of our students may move 10, 12, 15 or more times. Dr. John Cita, our namesake, he moved 15 times before he went off to college. And so that's almost 4 years of academic preparation. So that's a big challenge for students. And ours, their ACT scores are 3 to 4 points lower than that of any first time in any college student that's coming in. Their GPA from high school is generally about a half point lower. They've got some gaps, and they're going to need some additional support in order to be able to level the playing field and have a chance of being successful.
Well, talk about success. When I look at kind of the batting average of the Center for Fostering Success and the work that you guys are doing, I know there's the research component, there's the outreach and training that you work with, Maddie, and then student support with the CETA Scholars Program. We can see that 100% of your scholars right now, Chris, are on track to graduate. And to both of you, what do you think it is about your efforts at the Center for Fostering Success at Western Michigan that really makes it work so well at keeping these young people in college?
From a large perspective and really, you know, a systems perspective, we really attend to, as Chris alluded to, a holistic perspective. So when we look at success, yes, academic success is central to our mission and what we're looking for, but we're also looking at whole person success. So that includes employment, finances, identity, life skills, and all of these other areas that we really feel are essential. So as we build out supports, and Chris can speak to on-campus supports, we're really looking at how are we setting up a whole student to succeed as they move through college and into that professional world. And then as we build out supports from outreach and training, we're really bringing together a very diverse group of partners who are there to support all of those different parts of a student as they grow and develop. So we want partners who are there to help support the health and mental health of our students. Again, the identity piece is so huge. You know, Chris spoke about how college is one of the first times where many of our students are able to really explore those really important questions of who they are and how they want to identify. We really want to bring all of those pieces in and then help that student be able to develop and really nurture themselves as they move into adulthood. We really believe that an interdependent adult will be the most successful adult. Part of building that interdependence is building relationships that are strong, that affirm who you are. Yes, academics are very, very important and they're crucial to what we're doing, but we want our students to be able to go out and engage in the world as, you know, a fully engaged, civically minded young adult.
And with that in mind, Chris, give me some idea of the success stories of your scholars that really light you up. What have some of your scholars gone on to achieve?
We have students that are in graduate school. We have students that have been identified as presidential scholars. We have students that have been able to graduate and go into human resource fields, the medical field, and they're just making a lot of positive impact all around. This past fall, we had 8 students to graduate, bringing our total of graduates to 50. When you look at our persistence to graduation rate, and you take that very first class that we started when we launched in 2008, of that cohort, 36% of those students have graduated. To put that in perspective, there are almost 25,000 youth aging out of foster care on an annual basis across the country. Only 2 to 4% of those youth will get a college degree, and it will take them approximately 6 years to do that. We have 36% of our cohort that's coming in that has graduated, and that is really, really a huge transition for these young men and women.
To each of you, I'm interested. I do sense a lot of caring and a lot of passion about the work you do. What is it that you find the most satisfying about guiding these young people that, again, as we were saying at the beginning of our interview, the odds have been so stacked against them? What do you find most satisfying about what you do, Maddie?
Wow, that's a big question. I would say it's the little things, the conversations that I have with students when they say, I didn't really think about college for me, and now I'm going to go. And graduations, I, you know, go to lots of graduations every year, and I love them. Those are just those huge kind of drivers. Just to see the success of our students, for me, that's really, you know, a cycle of poverty that we're beginning to hopefully undo. And that's generational. You know, you can't quantify that investment.
What lights you up, Chris?
Take one of our students, we'll just call him Danka, for instance. A student who has the academic aptitude to be successful, but this student had said several times that they were going to stop out of school. it wasn't the academic piece. It was just other life pieces that were happening. And because of the work with the coaches and the coaching team, the student graduated. This would be a person who would not have gone on to do this and to get their degree, and now they have some internship opportunities that they're doing post-graduation. That's what's exciting to me, when a person can take an opportunity that they didn't have before and they can maximize that and turn it into other things. We recognize that we are just a stop on their path, but we have a chance to greatly impact their future in partnership with them if we can help transfer those skills or develop those skills that the students have internally.
If I could add one other thing, I really think for me, and again, because I'm doing system-wide work and statewide work, one of the things that has been most rewarding about this work is seeing the partnerships build, seeing partnerships between high school counselors and child welfare partners, higher ed partners build, and seeing them go, oh, yeah, you know, I know so-and-so. Here, let me do my part to help that student be successful. Let me help them with the FAFSA so that they can get to a campus visit, so that they can successfully get into college. And seeing those partners come together in ways that, you know, they're not always comfortable. But Michigan has really seen these partners come together in a meaningful way, and they're coming together because of the students.
I would like to just add that for many youth out there, that we don't give them that opportunity. And so when you are able to and you put them in an environment that can be supportive of them, their chance of achieving things are unlimited.
It's the Center for Fostering Success at Western Michigan University, and we have had the pleasure of speaking with Maddie Day, who's the Outreach and Training Director, and with Chris Harris, who's the CETA Scholars Program Director. Thank you so much to both of you for speaking with us on Stateside.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.